to play bureaucrats over something so emotive isn't a good look for any company, but especially not one that claims to exist in order to bring delight to the lives of children. I'm certain that they would have had internal conversations where they used the phrase, if we do it for Ollie Jones and his family, we'll have to do it for everyone. And that's true from their perspective, but it doesn't make it any less callous. So what if they have to allow other parents to mourn their children using Marvel characters? Who exactly is that hurting? Disney's statement reads like a corporate press release. It doesn't sound to me like someone referencing the tragic death of a four-year-old child. It's got nothing to do with not being associated with death. That's nonsense. Disney now owns Star Wars. It owns Marvel. You know, the franchise where millions of people die with the snap of a finger. This is all about protecting copyright. The damage has been done to Disney, and from the family's point of view, I think continuing the fight will just lead to more heartbreak. I expect Disney is worried that thousands of other families will take it as a green light to do something similar. But even if that is the case, so what? It's not going to cost them anything, and they might help grieving people feel slightly less heartbroken. I can't imagine how awful it must be to lose a child, and if Disney can do something, anything, to make that process a little easier to deal with, it astounds me that they won't do it. A company of this size flexing its muscles in such a petty way over a very local personal issue, it is unlike anything I've seen. There'll be isolated incidents of parents choosing not to give their money to Disney anymore, but it won't make a difference. The company will donate money to a relevant charity and the story will go away. The only long-lasting effect will be the additional hurt inflicted on Ollie's family. It really is an awful situation, and it says a hell of a lot about what Disney has become in 2019.